Welcome back. I'm Sammy Nisbet, and you're listening to Late in Life Lesbian. Well, here we are, mid-August, and summer is quickly coming to its end. I always approach summer with such lofty goals, and I usually end up just squandering it away. Although I have to say, despite the fact that I didn't get many of my summer projects done, I'm glad that I was able to get the podcast back on track. So that's a plus. There are so many times in my life where I look back and I say, I wish I would have done this or I should have done that. Do you ever do that? Think about the what ifs of your life. I don't know. I think it's just normal for everybody. I was recently driving past a bus stop one afternoon and I saw a bunch of girls standing at the stop waiting to head into the city. And they were dressed in rainbow colors and many of them held pride signs. So I beeped my horn and I gave them a thumbs up and they all started cheering for the old lady in her old lady mom car. I was totally in awe of them. They were all loud and proud and right out in the open, celebrating pride. It was amazing. But I started to drive home, and deep down inside me, I started feeling a little bit jealous and a little bit sad. I imagined what it would have been like if this type of acceptance had existed when I was a kid. Would I have been on that corner with my crew of friends going to celebrate? What would have it felt like as a teenager to just be completely happy with who I was? I remember in my early 20s going down the shore and renting shore houses with my friends, and we'd go to bars every weekend, enjoying each other's company, dancing, and you name it. But we were secretly hoping to pick up Mr. Right. I also remember getting pretty wasted every weekend and spending so many nights feeling this underlying anger inside of me, which I can definitely say now is due to the fact that the whole charade that I was living wasn't what I really wanted. During that time frame in my life, I had a friend when I was in my 20s, and she was openly gay, and she came to visit us at our beach house one weekend. And she ended up getting really loaded, and she started aggressively hitting on girls at the bar, probably the same way we were aggressively hitting on guys at the bar. I'm not proud of this, but afterwards, I completely badmouthed her to my friends. And then I pretty much ghosted her, and I never returned any of her phone calls. It was horrible of me. I know I make a lot of references to To Kill a Mockingbird, but there was this scene in the book when Atticus was talking about Mayella Ewell and how she had kissed a black man, which was taboo in the 1930s. And Atticus said that Mayella did what any child would do. She tried to get rid of the evidence. And that evidence was Tom Robinson. And I pretty much did the same. I tried to distance myself from someone who represented my true identity. In hindsight, I know I was a complete jerk. But I was afraid that my friends would sense that I was hiding something and my whole world would come crashing down. I was also really envious of this girl, that she was able to be who she wanted to be. She didn't care about what anyone thought of her. I did apologize to her years later, but the damage was already done. I also came out to my friends, and you know what? They're still my friends. But I do wonder sometimes if they would have handled it the same 25 years ago. I guess it's something I'll never know. I remember going to my first Pride parade with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. And I was in my early 40s. On one hand, it made me feel like a kid again. We were surrounded by love and acceptance. I think we were sort of a novelty to the younger people that were there. I remember we went to a bar, and I went to use the bathroom. And I came back, and my wife was entertaining a crowd of young girls surrounding her and flirting with her. I wasn't jealous. It wasn't that kind of a thing. It was amazing and hilarious. And we were in a place where we could celebrate who we really were. But on the other hand, when I looked at all the younger people around me, I felt as if I had arrived at the party too late in life. My wife and I always talked about what it would have been like to be out when we were younger. We talk about all the things we could have done and the fun we could have had if we had lived in different times. Of course, it wouldn't have involved each other. We lived continents away from each other back then. Another year at Pride, we saw this float carrying elderly LGBT senior citizens, and the sign on the float read, "Pioneers of the LGBT community." I remember feeling like I wanted to cry as they passed us. These people who had bravely lived their whole lives authentically in the face of homophobia, violence, hatred, and criticism. I cried for their bravery and what they had to go through, but I felt like crying for my own cowardice, something that still exists in some ways for me. I read this book over the summer called Dark Matter by an author named Blake Crouch. And the whole gist of the novel is that this college physics professor is abducted, and the person who abducts him asks him, "Are you happy with your life?" The book then goes into this science fiction thriller about traveling to quantum universes based on the choices that he made or could have made in his life. And I found myself thinking about what my life would have been like had I made different choices in my life. I mean, we all make choices which are based on what's best for us at the time, physically and emotionally. When I think of the life that I could have had if I had been out sooner, I stop for a second and I look around and I see what I have today. I have my wife and my kids, and I wouldn't have them in the here and now if things had been different in my life. I also have the experience to know what it feels like to be an outsider, which in turn gives me empathy for other people who may be struggling with their own lives. I guess at some point we have to stop beating ourselves up for what could have been or what we should have done. We have to go easy on ourselves. We're doing the best we can. And our experiences do make us stronger. Each person has a different experience. There's no timeline. When we set up unrealistic deadlines for ourselves and we don't meet them, it can be a disaster. That being said, though, there's always going to be a part of us that wonders, what if? There's a song that Rod Stewart did a cover of. The original band was called The Faces, and the song's called Ooh La La. And the chorus always sticks out in my mind, and it goes, "I wish that I knew now." Oh, I said that wrong. It goes, "I wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger. I wish that I knew now when I was stronger." Give it a listen on YouTube. But I think really it's backwards. I'm stronger now because of my experiences. Well, that about wraps it up for today. You can visit the website at lateinlifelesbian.org, where you can find an occasional blog, or you can email me with topics or suggestions at lateinlifelesbian@gmail.com. This is Sammy Nisbet, and you've been listening to Late in Life Lesbian.